from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. It seems like there have been a lot of water main breaks in Timmins the last little while, including one that forced the closure of the McIntyre Community Center for the second straight day today. Environmental Services Manager for the city, Tyler Sheff, says the number so far this year isn't all that high.
So since January, we've actually had 5 water main breaks. It may seem like we've had more than typical, but I think it's because they've been coming in groups, so it seems excessive.
Sheff adds that by this point in January last year, there had been 4 breaks. The common reason is ground movement caused by frost, combined with the severely cold weather we've experienced. All of the mining assets of Newmont Porcupine in and around Timmins are being sold to Toronto-based Discovery Silver for $425 million. It's being backed by Franco-Nevada, another mining company based in Toronto. The CEO of Discovery Silver is Timmins product Tony McCooch. Timmins MPP and Mines Minister George Peary says this is exciting news because Newmont got into financial difficulty and operational problems, but its properties have a lot of life left.
Tony McCooch is a local champion, and I'll tell you, miracles happen when you, it doesn't need a miracle, but it's a lot better when you got a local champion running the show.
Newmont Porcupine operates the Hoyle Pond and Pamour mines, the Dome mine and mill, and the Borden mine in Chapleau. The province sent its Timmins MPP to Timmins and District Hospital today to deliver about $12 million in funding. George Peary announced $4 million to support services, almost $3 million in one-time funding to ease in-year budget pressures, and just under $6 million for alternative level of care beds for people awaiting placement in long-term care facilities. Hospital CEO Kate Fife says there are 3 beds at the main hospital and 38 at St. Mary's Gardens.
There are 41 beds that have been put in place to deal with the additional ALC pressures that the hospital has been experiencing.
So this money will help pay for it?
That's correct.
Both Fife and Peary noted that as a district hospital, TADH serves the entire Highway 11 corridor and communities on the James Bay coast. This morning in our local history feature, Karen Bachman told us how police directed traffic in the morning and at lunchtime in the late 1920s. It was at what's now the corner of Pine Street and Algonquin Boulevard, a measure to ensure that school children from Central School weren't hit by cars.
They had also things that they put in the middle of the street that were called fake policemen or dummy policemen, but they were actually just a little post that would warn drivers, remember, you have to stop here because you're going to run over somebody.
We thank Karen for her ongoing support of our weekly look at Timmins history.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.